Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 947. We're talking with our guests from the Kansa Student Table, Erica Bauer, Anthony Fink, and Carly Brungard. And again, Carly is a student here, and Anthony Fink is a grad student here with the program. Great opportunity for free meals for students each Wednesday out by St. Isidore's there off of Denison. And some really neat partnerships have been coming online as a result of this. Let's talk a little bit more about that, specifically with the Asian American Student Union members, Erica.
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, all of those students are in class this morning. They weren't able to attend our discussion here. So they actually gave me a statement, and I'm going to read that statement, and I think it's really great and powerful of what they have here. So what they said was, the Asian American Student Union is known for our annual Taste of Asia Food Festival that donates the proceeds to Cat's Cupboard. Now, Cat's Cupboard is the food pantry that we have here on campus. They also said this is one of our most popular events that we hold to celebrate the Asian Pacific Islander Desi American Heritage Month. Due to the start of the pandemic last year, we had to cancel it along with our other Heritage Month celebrations with the new school year. There were no worries about serving food while following COVID safety guidelines. So it was thanks to Dr. Sarah Thurston and the Director of the International Student and Scholar Services, who connected us with Erica and the Kansa Table. From there, Erica welcomed us with open arms and a curious mindset on learning about the dishes that we members of AASU grew up on. This opportunity has led us to collaborate with a wonderful program that gives back to the university and the Manhattan community, while also promoting Asian culture through something that is universal to all of us, food. And I think that was very well put.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's a great program. I missed it last year because of the pandemic, but, you know, neat that, you know, they're kind of helping out with this whole deal, because it's a great event and a great cause there with Hands on K-State. Let's talk a little bit about, I know Carly talked a little bit about the Baking Science Club, but Erica, how does that partnership work with this?
So while we were developing the recipes with the Asian American Student Union, we decided to make a banh mi sandwich. So that's kind of an advertisement. That's actually going to happen on April 21st. We're making a banh mi sandwich, and I decided to say, I looked to my vendors and they didn't have the rolls that I was looking for this. So I said, why not go to K-State? We have a baking science club here on campus. Let's get them involved. So I emailed one of the professors over there in the baking science department, and he propositioned the baking science club, and they said yes automatically. So that's how they were able to get involved and be part of this process.
Very good.
Connection.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And, you know, we talked a little bit about how these this whole effort is kind of a team effort and kind of helps everybody out, including our community. I might ask Anthony here, kind of what's your thinking here going forward as a career? Are you thinking about a career here with food sciences possibly?
I mean, I've been doing hospitality since 2013. So I got a lot of background. I worked at Kramer Student Dining Center for all 3 years of my undergrad. I've been around the block. I went to Boston and Yellowstone, so I've been around the country as well, doing things with food and hospitality and that kind of stuff. And the main reason why I did that was to help people. You know, food's always a need, sleep's always a need. People need basic needs, and hospitality is one area where I can do that for community. And I just happen to love Manhattan and K-State enough to come back and do my master's program here, learn more about how to help people through research and different ways, and have the opportunity to, you know, be Erica's right-hand man and allow her to succeed as much as she has by doing all the background stuff and, you know, not getting as much of that face time, I guess you could say, with everybody. But it's something that I can't even put into words how much I enjoy coming in every week, learning something new. I think I've made the amount of food that I've made this semester that I've never even heard of is unfathomable. So it's been a lot of fun. Really enjoy it. There are things that I want to bring back home and, you know, teach my wife how to make and everything like that. So, but it's unlike anything I could have ever imagined from a master's degree. So,
very good. Same question to you, Carly. Is this something you're thinking of as a career in the future, something like the hospitality?
It's definitely something that we're further going to pursue with the Bakery Science Club. You know, we love donating to different clubs around campus. Also, you know, just, you know, mass producing food, getting everyone fed, especially in the Manhattan area, being able to donate to the community is something that we are still looking forward to do. So, yes.
Very good. Well, what do you all see as the next with this program and new partnerships? I guess I'll pose that to you, Erica.
Well, what I personally see is I see the program growing to potentially having two meals per week and not just one. Hopefully we're able to conglomerate that together and get enough financial donations that we're able to continue that in, not continue, but start that process. With those, if we continue to get like sponsorships and donations into the program itself. And if anybody really wants to volunteer or they want to donate to the program, they can contact myself or they can contact St. Isidore's. St. Isidore's Church is a very big part of this. What I always try to tell my students within this aspect is that, you know, it may be, it may take place at a Catholic church, but there's no religious affiliation with this. If you need to talk to somebody, you know, there's a priest there, you know, you can talk to him. Father Gail's usually available, or Father Drew, if you need to talk about what's going on during your week and stuff like that. But St. Isidore's is just, you know, the location of where it's being distributed. You know, I see it going and growing, and I see it continuing on for more than a year, maybe 2 years, something like that. As long as the need is there, we're going to try to supply our community with what they need.
Very good. Well, I know the efforts are not without a lot of thanks. And Vicky, I don't know if you know this, Erica, Vicky sent me an email saying that you got a nice recognition here last week from Hands On K-State, giving you the Outstanding Service Champion Award for the efforts of, you know, providing 400 to 600 meals each week for the Kansas student table. I mean, hearing that from that, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Oh, it absolutely makes me feel really good. It makes me feel like, you know, the efforts that we put forth each week, you know, they're worth something. And, you know, it's getting recognized that we're actually supporting ourselves and our community. Now, for myself personally, this is just like being part of the hospitality industry. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. So, a lot of what we do is we give back, and we give back to what we can. You know, we're working on minimal margins here, but you know, we're able to still give back to our community and support them when we need. It's kind of like, you know, if you look at a lot of these celebrity chefs, they're actually transitioning the way that they produce food items, and they're able to give back to their own communities. We're a kind group of people in the hospitality industry, and we like to support each other and fill the void when we can. So it's a great opportunity for us as a K-State community to support each other.
Again, the Kansas student table meals are every Wednesday beginning at 5:30. You get a free meal, and again, this is open to all K-State students and their immediate families. 711 Denison Avenue, St. Isidore Student Center parking lot there. Can you give us a sneak peek of what's coming up this Wednesday? What's the menu like?
This Wednesday is actually, it's with the Asian American Student Union, so they came up with the two recipes. My pronunciation may be incorrect, so correct me later at some point in time. We have a vegetarian option, which is going to be aloo gobi, which is an Indian entree, which has cauliflower, potatoes, and we're going to add in some impossible meat to increase the protein. And then also we're going to have pancit, which is a Vietnamese noodle dish with chicken and vegetables.
Okay, very good. What's, I guess, maybe what's the favorite entree that you've made here in the past 6-7 months?
Oh, that's a tough one. Maybe we're going to have to ask Anthony, because he's getting in there too. So let's ask Anthony that question.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. My favorite meal that we've made? I mean, I really enjoyed watching all the ladies make the lasagna. I mean, I know it's pretty basic and everything, but it was a fun time in the kitchen. So,
very good. Carly, as far as the baking sciences go, is there any specific thing you like to make here for this event?
The rolls that we made, I will say I've had my fair share of them. I took 5 of them home. Don't worry, my roommates and I have tested them out, and they get 2 thumbs up. So very excited to see how they go over.
Very good. Well, it's a great opportunity here for the community to take part in. And, you know, there's no questions asked. I think that's a good thing. No one has to feel ashamed. And you come to this, and if you're struggling out there, if you need a meal, by all means, come out and take part in this.
Absolutely. There's no strings attached, and there's no embarrassment about coming out and getting it. Something that you actually need to support yourself. So we're there every Wednesday from about 5:30. Sometimes we last till 6:30. Sometimes we only last till 6. So my suggestion is to get there early.
All right. Well, it's a great event here. I might ask real quick, while we got about a minute left here, what plans for the summer? With students being gone, is this going to pick back up maybe in the fall and go away for a little bit?
Nope, we will be here all year long. We'll be here through the summer. As long as there's the need, we will still be here. We're anticipating to, you know, obviously reduce the amount of meals we prepare, but still serve the community. So we are prepared to actually work all summer long, and there will be meals every Wednesday throughout the entire year, 52 weeks a year.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And again, Kanza Student Table, that's the information here we've been talking about here in the program. If you want more information about how to donate, again, go to the St. Isidore's website. They've got some great opportunities there for you to give. And you can also volunteer your time if you want to do that as well. They will always take volunteers. Erica Bauer, thank you so much. Anthony Fink, Carly Brungart, we appreciate you all being here today.
Thank you again. Have a great afternoon.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here today. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, we'll be talking with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford, and we'll be also talking with Amanda Smeller, and I forget her office there. I think it's in community development there or something like that.
She is the zoning person.
Okay, yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Special projects, all that stuff. All right, Brandon, thank you much. Good job this morning. Wow, that's a neat program that they got going there. Moving up on 10 a.m., the GMCF Community Hour is coming up next. Vern will be joining us along with a number of guests. And then today marks the debut of the Dave Ramsey Show from 11 to 2. Got the Royals on the radio tonight after the game on K-Man.